Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Brian, I'm delighted to have you on the show this week. And I think it is fair to say that for many people, the idea of owning a home in Spain is a fabulous dream. But it can also be a bit of, well, I suppose for many people, it can be a bit daunting to even go there in the first place, to even think about it. Because we do hear stories about things that have perhaps gone maybe not the way that people would have planned. So obviously, it's so important, it's vital to be in with the right people and to get the right advice. And that is what this expo is about this weekend, yeah?
Well, absolutely, Carol, because that's kind of what happened to me. In 2002, I went to an event in Dublin, which shall remain nameless, and was introduced to somebody. And we came over to Spain and we bought a property on day one. That was 2002, this is 20 years ago. We still have it, but the property we bought wasn't the right property for us. The original idea, like this was before I was in the property game in the Costa del Sol, but the property we bought wasn't the right thing. We didn't really think it through, but by that stage, we had paid a deposit. We were into the 10%, you know, it was a done deal, and we stuck with it. Now, as I say, 20 years later, it has worked out for us, but not without its trials and tribulations. And one of the things I swore when I got involved in the whole property market was I would never, ever, ever put somebody through what we went through. Because, as I say, we bought in haste and we repented at leisure. And buying in Spain is quite a different process to buying in Ireland, but it's also a much more expensive process. But I just wish I knew then what I know now. And that's one of the goals of this expo.
And what you've done for this weekend, Brian, is you've put together a team of experts so people can come along and any question you have will be answered.
We have been going to various expos around the world. And a couple of years ago, we went to the Overseas Holiday Expo, Holiday and Property Show in the RDS. And we had a huge amount of interest from Irish people. And we're very much looking forward to going back when the dreaded COVID stepped in. And of course, it was cancelled. And again, in 2021, it was cancelled. And we were due to be there in January this year. However, as we all know, Micheál Martin came out and various rules and regulations changed. And at the last minute, the RDS show was cancelled. So myself and some of the other companies that we work with, we decided, OK, well, we'll bring the mountain to Mahomet. And we have set up in the Clayton Hotel in Liffey Valley this weekend for people who maybe they're still a little bit afraid to travel, but they really want to get that place in Spain, or they just don't know where to start and they don't want the pressure of estate agents glaring down their throats with various properties. So let me make it quite clear. We will have examples of properties that are available in Spain for people to buy, but it's more about finding out how the process works, making a connection with somebody, and if you need a mortgage, how do you do it as an overseas, as a person, as you know, as a non-resident in Spain? Like if I asked you, do you know what an NIE number is?
A what?
Because most people don't.
Yeah,
exactly.
No.
And down through the years, we've dealt with so many Irish clients, and you know they call us and they say, oh, I've seen this property online and I want to buy it, and they have the money. Maybe they've saved it and the money's all under their mattress. That's great, but you have to prove where that money comes from because there's money laundering laws. You have to have a thing called an NIE, which is a numero de extranjero. They have to have their ducks in a row. You can't just turn up on day one and buy a property without causing yourself a lot of problems. So ideally, instead of having the glossy show where, you know, people go and see two or three properties, then they choose one, they buy one, and everybody lives happily ever after, we want to be able to show people exactly how the process works so as they don't fall into any of the pitfalls that people like myself did.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think that is, you know, just to go back to what I said at the start, that we have heard some stories where it hasn't gone as expected, and you're a case in point. So when you arm yourself with the right information, that way you can get your ducks in a row. And then you know that as you go down that road, that things are going to work out the way they should, obviously, to your advantage, or at least you're not going to bring on more problems for yourself than you would have done if you hadn't had that information to start with.
Absolutely. A couple of years ago, I met with somebody who was in a very bad situation. They had bought a property and it was being knocked down by the town hall, which is called the Ayuntamiento here in Spain. And they were moaning and saying it was awful and it was terrible. But when I actually looked into the case, they had bought a freestanding house in a very nice rural area. And about a quarter of a mile down the road, there was a big, huge sign that said Parque Nacional. Now, I don't care what language you speak, but Parque Nacional is not very hard to translate. Yeah. And if you think that that's a national park and there's a house there, and the guy who showed it to you met you in a pub, and then he brought you around and his brother happened to be the lawyer, and lo and behold, you paid cash out of a suitcase from under your bed. A lot of red flags there. So, you know, Spain has actually tightened up so much, it's now one of the safest places to buy a property, because all the documentation for any property when you're buying it have to be brought to the notary. The notary has to check it before you sign it. So we have to provide documentation, and the lawyers, of course, and have to provide the documentation to the notary a couple of days before you actually sign. So the notary then has time to check that everything is as it should be. And also there's a thing called a retention, which we will explain to people on the day. But it means that somebody selling that property to you, they don't get all the money at the time. A certain amount of it is retained. And if after the event it's discovered that there's debts on the property or things like that, you have a safety net.
Right, yeah.
So it's actually much, much safer now than it ever was in the past.
So this expo taking place, Brian, today and tomorrow at the Clayton Hotel in Liffey Valley, and it's free admission and free parking as well. You've nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. It started at 10 o'clock and we're running here this evening until 6 p.m. and again tomorrow, Sunday, from 10 o'clock until 6. There are forms of presentations during the day, and don't worry if you miss one because it's repeated 2 hours later. They're only about 5-6 minutes long. It's just basically to give people an idea of who to talk to for what they want to talk to. Come along and see us. We'll be able to talk to you about the various areas, whether you want to go to Costa Blanca, whether you want to go to the Costa del Sol, Almeria, Costa Calida. We even have information on the Gran Canaria and the Canary Islands. We have a mortgage expert here and tax advisor. So if you already have a property in Spain and you're not sure if you're doing everything properly, come along and see us as well. We can help you with that.
Fabulous. And if anybody wants to find out more information, Brian, where do they go?
We have a website, www.spanishproperty.show. Now, you can download tickets, but obviously at this stage, it's a little bit late to download the tickets, so come along anyway. And there is a parking area outside the hotel which you have to pay for the parking, but come in to us and we've got free parking passes, so don't be worried about that at all.
Once again, that takes place at the Clayton Hotel in Liffey Valley. Brian McDonald, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us this morning. For anyone thinking of buying a property in Spain, well, I just think it sounds an absolutely fabulous idea. I wish I could do it myself. Maybe someday, but I know where to go when I need advice anyway. It'll be straight to your door. Thanks so much and the very best of luck this weekend.
Looking forward to seeing everybody. Take care. Thank you very much.